All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for choosing Rise FM. You're on the drive. It's the Big Zill on air. And we did promise you that we will be having a conversation with our brand new station manager. That is Miss JT Lubisi, who is our host of the Rise FM breakfast as well. She has ascended to the position of leadership, leading the station to a totally brand new, exciting direction. And we are giving you, as our listener, an opportunity to hear from her for the very first time as leadership. Welcome, Mpat.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Keita. I truly appreciate it. I think I just want to start by saying thank you to our loyal listeners, yes, because we shared the news yesterday on social media. And the love that we received.
Serious excitement.
My goodness.
Yes.
You know, and you can tell that for the longest time that our people from the province have been waiting for such an opportunity.
Yes.
To have one of their own. I mean, for the many years that we've had Rise FM from its inception.
Yes.
It's always been, apart from, you know, one legend who's from the province.
Yes.
Obabrio Mabunda. But all of the station managers, apart from him, were from outside. And so it becomes difficult for someone from the outside to connect with the people of our province.
So finally,
you know, now we have someone from the province. Not only is she from the province, but she's, yes, a female, black female.
And to add to that, not only is she a female, but she carries the DNA of the station,
yes,
because you were here from the very onset of Rise FM.
Amen. And, you know, when you talk about the history of Rise FM, I think only a few of us understand what that looked like.
Mm.
I remember when I started here, I did 2 to 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, Monday through to Thursday. So that was my shift. And at that,
yes,
time, you look at the money that you've been compensated for those hours. It,
yes,
didn't make sense.
Yes.
But again, it's understanding that radio is a journey.
That's correct.
You know, you don't start where ideally you would love to be, but you have to work your way up. And I think this is a true testament of such, that hard work pays.
That is true.
And sometimes you just need to be aware of that, but also just to be in the moment to say, whatever that I'm going through now, these are experiences that are going to propel me to the next chapter of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can attest to you, the excitement that the province is having right now is also the excitement that is within the organization. I've told you this myself,
yeah,
to say, finally, at group level, our executives are seeing that, you know what, it is time to take a chance on somebody who hails from the province. And I think that is going to bring a totally different new future for us. But let's get into that vision. What is your vision for Rise FM as you take it on now?
Well, listen, for me, it's quite simple. Rise FM belongs to the to the people of Mpumalanga.
Mm.
And it is about time that we show our people that Rise FM is for them and by them. And whatever ideologies that we had from the past or even from our former managers are not going to apply this time around. I'm for Mpumalanga. I'm by Mpumalanga. And so even the music that we play is,
yes,
about to change. Because
it has to speak to the people.
It needs to reflect who we are. You know, the Beyoncé's, they're nice, but Beyoncé doesn't know who we are. You know, we need to play the likes of Stunkero because Stunkero knows who we are.
Yes.
Stunkero is from the province.
That's correct.
We need to play the likes of Pumla because Pumla is from the province.
The likes of Ezra.
The list. We,
yes,
have a long list of artists whom don't get the support that they should be getting from the station. And having someone from the province who understands the struggle of the province, it makes it easier to want to communicate such a message and stop. Starting even with just the music, because if we include our artists, then we are showing the people of Mpumalanga that we mean business.
Yes.
When we say we are Mpumalanga, then they can see truly that we mean what we say.
I'm really excited about this because the struggle of artists, a couple of years ago, they gathered together,
yeah,
as a community of artists, complaining to corporate, complaining to government, and also complaining about radio stations, saying we are not being taken serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think them hearing you right now,
yeah,
saying we want to play your music, that's something very exciting for everybody out there.
Listen, I truly just want to take this further because I believe that this is bigger than me.
Yes.
And when I say that I want to take this further is because I do believe that some sort of committee would have to be created by the station, where we invite some of our loyal listeners to say, what is the type of music that you truly enjoy listening to?
Hearing from them.
Hearing from the listeners. Instead of creating a compilation of music and having it be what we like as a station and not representative of the people that we broadcast to. So that's really important.
Exciting stuff. We are now in the digital age, the AI age, the age of the interwebs. My question to you is, how do you envision the role of Rise FM evolving into the digital age, and what changes will you be implementing to keep the station relevant out there? Because
Well, social media plays a big part of that. And we've seen the platforms such as your TikTok. I mean, TikTok, I don't think that there's a single person who doesn't have TikTok, though sometimes I do believe that there should be an age limit of some sort, because certain things that we see there, we shouldn't. But platforms like that, one would put us on the same footing as our listeners, or at least to the people that we're trying to communicate a message to. So we need to use those. And if you are to look at our station right now, in as much as we're doing the little that we can do better as far as that is concerned. You know, we would like to see the likes of GTZ in studio. We hear GTZ on the radio, but we don't know GTZ.
Yes.
So I want to see GTZ in studio. I want to see the Big Zillon Air broadcasting his show from the studio.
The rock star.
You know, and also we need to be where the people are, you know, and social media again plays a big part of that. I want to say, for the longest time, it seemed as though we operated in isolation, because when you speak to people on the ground, they tell you, some of them would even say, we don't know Rise FM.
Yes.
We don't get to see Rise FM. And this is the time that all of us, I know you and I, are on the same page as far as this is concerned, that we need to take the station to the people.
That's
social
correct.
Media is a perfect way of us making sure that we reach the people that we want. But not only that, physically, we need to be seen.
Yes. I need to. You want a little interview in party? Is cut some adverts.
Adverts take priority.
You're listening to Rise FM. We're talking to our brand new station manager, Jennifer Lubisi. JT
acting
is how you.
I'm
in a leg acting guy, but illegal technical. JT, very exciting times right now. We are also excited about the fact that somebody who comes from programming is now running the station, understanding the issues of presenters. I want to, when we come back from the ads, find out from you, what is your management style? How you intend to lead your team forward. I want us to get into that. But before we do that, let's sell something and come back.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Incredible years, Riverside Mall is still your go-to destination for everyday convenience, extraordinary indulgence. Come and explore a unique shopping experience and entertainment for the whole family. Discover fantastic stores like John Doris, Harold Boy, Socrati, Timberland, Aeronautica Militare, Chelino Baby, and don't miss the newly revamped Detroit Spur. Riverside Mall, where memories are made and shopping dreams come true. Visit us today and be part of our family tradition. Riverside Mall. 26 years of everyday convenience and extraordinary indulgence.
When it sounds this good, we're here to stay. Why go anywhere else?
Listen to Rise FM. Love it.
Yes, sir. Rise FM.
All right, Mpati, we are back. Yeah.
It was over serious, nah.
I'm feeling serious. I'm saying, no. Nancy Dab. How will you ensure that the station reflects and serves the local community? That is my second last question, but there's a question I asked you before we went on air.
Management style.
Management style.
Yeah.
My last question to you will be, I'm putting all these questions to you because I'm chasing time.
I was about to say that we may need to have a Snoop session, because, I mean, we shouldn't be doing it like that. It should be one question at a time, not three questions at once.
Because of time, I have to rush. And then my last question to you will be, You are still currently doing your breakfast show, and you are also you've also ascended into the leadership of the station. Should in the near future, those who are within Rise FM and those who love radio who are out there, abaviva can baqale bavive ba shay warm up ukuthi mhlambe I breakfast would be available because leadership will be focusing on leadership, or in the meantime you'll be handling both positions. But let's start with the first one.
Okay, leadership style. I think for me, what's important and what I've learned from the previous management that we've had is that at some point you would feel like you are not free enough to voice your concerns, right? That it is a one-way line of communication, and it's upwards, downwards type of communication, where it's from the boss to, it's never an interaction.
Yes.
And so for me, what's really important is to take into account that the success of the station isn't just dependent on me, but it would require the entire team. Yes. And so listening to people's concerns, listening to people's opinions, for me, that's really important, because that's what I lacked with some of the station managers that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find yourself in a situation where you have great ideas. You know, we could be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but it seems as though nobody listens to you. So mine is quite simple. My door is always open. I know you've heard this before. We've had leaders that have said, you know,
open door policy,
yes. But it never really happened.
Yes. Everybody fears the door.
Yes. So for me, I think it becomes easier because I can relate it to the presenters, because I'm a presenter first before I am acting station manager. So yeah, take into account people's feelings, but also understanding that this is a business.
Mm.
Because sometimes, you know, you want to be soft and lenient, and then you forget that at the end of the day, this is work, and we need to make money.
Mm.
But what's important is understanding people and learning that, you know, there's a way in which an organization needs to be run. And sometimes that may offend other people.
Yes.
But if you're offended, it's okay. You'll get over it.
Mm.
And also, if you feel like you don't fit and you're not part of the team, it's okay to go, you know.
I hear you. But it's people first.
It's people first.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And then second last, how will you ensure that the station reflects and serves the local communities of the province of Mpumalanga?
I think partly I've answered that with the music. The music is a big part of that. Number two is content for me. And I think you can see that I have my presenter hit now.
Yeah.
It's content. Yeah. You know, talking about the stories of the province, it is really important, because when you talk about stories from the other provinces, one, it may be difficult for our listener who's in the province to relate to that.
Yes.
But when I'm talking about lamalayanus labalega ngale Kruger.
Yes.
Basically, Matsulu itilangao.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
You can relate to that.
The tax issues happening there by Matsulu.
100%.
Yes.
So we need to have such content where we celebrate our own and we recognize the hard work that's being done. We have people who are successful in the province, but I don't think that we celebrate those people. And hence, you would have majority of successful people not coming back to the province. They'll go to other provinces, your Gauteng, your Cape Town. But
where they can recognize.
Exactly. So we need to do the same. I like the movement by the Durbanites, your DJ Tira, where, you know, it's a movement, right? And I do believe that if we can get to a space where we understand that, you know, together we win, then we can go far. Because it doesn't take only Rise FM to succeed, but Rise FM needs the listener. So it's a partnership.
It's a partnership.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. And abasakazi abasizwa ngathi bangalunga ku breakfast show ngabe banga vivana noma abalinde kancane bazozwa sebabizwa.
Well, listen, I'm taking CVs.
Okay.
So if you feel like or you think you have it, send a demo, we'll listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super stuff. But ngizwa ngathi ungiphendulanga kahle.
Yeah, she has brains, this one.
Yeah, it's slippery slope. I can see she's running away from me, but I'm not going to press you to a corner. Thank you so much, Mama. We're excited for you. We are also excited for ourselves.
Yeah.
What your ascension to leadership tells everyone that submits to you, under you, your leadership, that there is opportunity for all of us.
100%.
That's what this symbolizes. Mm-hmm. If you are working hard enough, if you are committed at what you do, and you want to be part of the station, there is growth within the station. Yeah. I think everybody wants to hear that wherever they are working. And seeing it with you, we are really excited about that. We wish you all the best. We are here to support you.
Thank you, and amen. And I will be reviewing your contracts very soon. So
thank you.
Yeah, make sure that those links are tight.
Thank you. Hey, I wanted to interview our part. Fast, it's a kunyo ama contract.